You're listening to Good on Paper, a bookish podcast. I'm Jenny.
And I'm Rachel.
Join us as we journey together into the land of fiction, where the men are brave, the quests are epic, and everything is better on paper. Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys.
So today we are coming at you after we did something maybe kind of crazy. It was a crazy week or two. Yeah. So, Rachel, you're the one who started this whole thing. So why don't you tell everyone what you started?
Technically, you started it. Technically, it was you.
Okay, all right.
Well, I Rachel just piggybacked.
Yeah, Rachel gave me the idea because if you have seen on Instagram, you'll know that she was writing 10,000 words a day and trying to, like, super, super fast draft a draft. So I looked at that and I thought, you know, I really need to be doing something like this. Like, I need to get the fires lit here or something, because I have a draft to finish that I want to get published in August. So I don't have time. So I messaged Rachel and I said, okay, if I write 5,000 words a day, which is half, this is half of what she's doing, right? So it should be achievable, right? So I messaged her and I said, if I want to write 5,000 words a day, can you keep me accountable? And then, so what I did is I would send every night, well, I said I would send every night what I'd written. I said, you don't have to read it because, you know, writing 10,000 words is a lot. Like, I didn't want to overwhelm you with more stuff you had to do on top of the other stuff you're doing. But I just needed that sending it so that it would keep me accountable. So every night I'd be like, you know, it'd be 10 o'clock at night and I had it written, but I thought, well, I have to send something, you know, because Rachel's gonna know if I don't send something. So I would sit down, and I have to admit, guys, I did not once hit 5,000 words a day, but there were some nights where it was 10 o'clock at night, and had I not made this deal with Rachel, I probably wouldn't have written at all. But I would sit down, it would be really late, and I thought, I'm just going to do what I can, and I'd write 1,000 words, and I'd send it. And then Rachel, the gem she is, actually read it and commented it. Like, the next morning, I woke up, and there'd be all these comments. So,
of course I did. I mean, yeah, it's so like having a Kindle Vella, but personally in my inbox.
Right. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Like, and I have never done anything like this before. I would never send anybody something that I have not edited, because, yeah, I mean, if you're a writer, you know it's embarrassing. You don't want people to think you're a bad writer. But I thought, you know what, you just need to do it. So I did, and then I went out of town, and I kind of fell off the bandwagon. But I did have, like, 3 or 4 days in which I actually wrote. So, and now I'm back home. As you can see, I'm back at home. So I'm going to start this up again. I will.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I'm like, glad I could inspire you, but also I feel like the disclaimer needs to be said that writing 10,000 words a day is not normal, and it's kind of insane. So it's not, especially if you have other things going on in life other than just doing the job of writing, then it's really, really hard to keep up with. So, like, just for anybody listening, like, don't hold yourself to that standard of, you feel like you need to write that many words a day. Like, it's great to try. I highly recommend it. It's been awesome. But it's also a lot. So if you don't have the time for it, that's totally okay. The point is that you're writing every day. That's the cool part. And it has been really nice to see, like, I think it's as the, not necessarily a beta reader, but kind of, it's nice to get it in chunks from you rather than getting one big document all at one time. It's actually been really nice to just get it in chunks. And then sometimes while I'm writing, during my 10-minute breaks between sprints, I'll just read what you've been writing. And I'm like, oh, I love this so much, and I'll comment on it. And then it kind of, like, gets my creativity going. And then I'm, like, going back into what I'm doing. So it's been kind of nice to have that to go back to. It's been fun. Well,
that's so fun. And I have to tell you, okay, maybe we didn't say this yet. But so I started doing this, and then Rachel decided that she would send what she was writing to me, which was really fun. And I started reading it in the car on my phone. I had Google Docs on my phone. So I'm just, like, reading in the car and typing out all my comments. I'm a very excited reader, and if I was actually beta reading, I probably would have been more serious about it, because I was reading so fast and so excited, I definitely missed some things in it.
Oh yeah.
But we weren't even, I mean, I wouldn't say we're even giving any critique. We were just reading it and saying, oh, I like this part.
Yeah.
It was not, because that's the thing, it was so messy that I didn't even want to say anything like, oh, I want to see more of this later, because you probably already knew that you were going to expand that part.
Yeah.
So I thought there's no point in me saying anything right now. That wasn't the point. It was more accountability and just having fun.
Yeah. It's like, having somebody, for me, it was, because by the time you had started sending me chapters, I've been doing 10,000 words a day on this new project, and which has looked like me getting up at 5 every morning, which I have really loved, not really, and then doing 20-minute writing sprints and then 10-minute breaks. And I usually, if I'm on top of it, I finish by around noon-ish, but if I'm not on top of it, then it's later in the day. But that's been really nice. I've been getting a lot done. By the time you sent me your stuff and I was like, you said that I could send you my stuff if I wanted to, I was like, well, I mean, I'm already almost towards the end, so I would be sending you like a lot of stuff all at one time. But I did it anyway. And what I've liked about it is that A, it gives me the accountability of, okay, somebody's reading this. I need to keep going. Like, I need to work on the second book, so, because somebody's waiting on it. But also it's been nice to get a little bit of affirmation that it doesn't totally suck, because when you're doing a really, really rough draft like that, because for me, when I'm doing the 20-minute sprints, I'm just like word vomiting on the page. Like, I have an outline, but I'm just writing as fast as I can, as much as I can in the span of 20 minutes, not thinking about anything. And it doesn't come out great. Like, it's not polished at all. So to have somebody read it and like give you kind of any kind of compliment just makes you go, oh, okay, it doesn't suck. Like, that's been nice too. Like, that's what I've looked forward to with comments. It's just like the affirmation that, oh, okay, it's decent, I can work with this kind of thing. Not so much like critiques of what should I fix, but, oh, there's something here. Okay, good. That's good to know.
Yeah. And I think it's actually been really fun to see, because when you are doing these crazy sprints and word vomiting, it feels like it's so messy, it doesn't even make sense. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm reading Rachel's draft and it makes sense. I can follow the story, you know, so I think we don't realize how actually not bad it is. You know, it feels really bad. And
yeah,
and I polished, because it's not, I don't want to make it sound like we're, these are bad. Like, they're definitely bad.
These are bad. They're bad.
But I can follow Rachel's story, and I think you're following mine fairly well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, even though there's like, and I won't give stuff away, but even though it's like, there'll be moments where it's like blank says something to blank. Like, it literally says blank and blank. And I'm like, but I know who she's talking about, so I don't care that it says blank. Like, I can follow along. Or there'll be times where it's like, and you've done this more than I have, because, and I say that as a compliment. I need to be doing this, because the book that I'm reading says that you're not supposed to stop and think when you're sprinting. You're not allowed to. And I have a hard time with that. I'm like, well, I don't want to just type out that there's a fight here. I want to type out the fight so that when I go back, I don't have a bunch of work to do. But I'm not supposed to do that. So that today I'm trying to do more of that, just like putting things like in parentheses if I don't know. But like, if there is something in parentheses that says like, oh, well, I didn't say this earlier, but this and this happened, so we'll reference that, and now I'll go back and rewrite it later. Like, I can follow that just fine and know where the story's going and feel like, oh, okay, I understand this, it's going great. I'll be honest, I'm enjoying it. It's the point where I'm like, where are my next chapters? Which is a good place to be, because that means it's a good story.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm, like I said, this is, well, we got back, and then Sunday's my rest day, so I was just watching movies, reading. But today, as soon as we finished recording our podcast episodes today, I'm getting right back on writing and finishing reading your draft. I'll probably read it all today because it's done. Why not? So I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's been fun. For anybody out there who, if you haven't tried writing a really, really rough draft, I highly recommend it. I didn't used to feel that way. I used to feel like I wanted everything to be polished as I went, but I found that if I polish things as I go, I don't like to cut things when I go back later to revise, because everything sounds pretty and I'm attached to it, so I don't want to get rid of it. Versus if it's really rough, I'm like, oh, this isn't good, I'll just cut it. Versus if I've spent all this time making it perfect. And then B, you write so much faster that way, so you don't get so burnt out because you're not spending months and months on one project because you're writing so fast. So for one thing, I recommend trying writing a really rough draft. Like, don't let yourself think about it too much because it's a great way to just get the ideas out. And then having somebody buddy read it with you, not for the sake of critiquing you like, oh, I want more of this or you should change this or whatever, but just for the accountability and like kind of like the cheerleading of like, yeah, keep going, I want to see more of it. It's really, really motivating.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. I don't know why it took me so long to do this kind of thing. Actually, no, I do. I do know it took me so long, and it was fear. You know, I was nervous. I did not want to put myself out there, even to a friend, a writer friend who gets it. So I guess I would say, if this is sounds like something that you want to do that you think would help you, push past that fear and just send your messy draft to somebody. And especially if your friend is also drafting, and we'll go back and forth, because it's not as scary if you're both sending each other your messy drafts.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, I remember it wasn't that long ago. It was like a little over a year ago, maybe a year and a half or so, was the first time, besides my one writer friend that I grew up with, it was the first time anybody had ever read anything I'd written. I had my mom read like a page and a half of my Legends of Avalon book, the first one, like the rough draft of it. I was so petrified to have her read it. And it's my mom, who's like my closest friend in my life. And I still was so petrified to have her read it, because I was like, she's going to hate it. She's going to hate it. She's going to nitpick it. She's going to despise it. And she liked it. But there's just something so raw about having somebody read something you've written. So it's really like vulnerable and scary. But so like when you mentioned to me, like you gave me your stuff, and then you were like, if you want to send me what you're working on, you can, you don't have to. And I was like, maybe I should. And I was like, well, I don't know, it's really bad. And like, I like sat on that decision for like a full day. I was like, I don't know. It's not very good. It's like, it's really crummy. And like, I haven't like focused on the way it sounds or anything. And half of it doesn't make sense. And I'm like, ugh, I don't know. And then finally I did it. And I'm really glad that I did. Definitely worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And going back to the thing about me putting the notes in, the reason I put notes in my draft is because I'm afraid, because a lot of times I will, you know, take a month off after drafting before revising. I'm afraid that I'm going to forget something that I need to do in revisions. Yeah. And I don't want to lose that thought and then have to read it again and have the thought. It's doing twice the work if you have to re-remember stuff. So I just put it right in there. Because I'm afraid I'm going to forget. But, you know, that is another good point, though, about sprinting, because there's something to be said about sprinting and just writing, not stopping to think or something. So there could be a middle ground where you do a sprint, you know, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. And then when that sprint is over, you're allowed to put in notes and then you go back to sprinting. Yeah. Or you can just do it right in the middle of the sprint. Sometimes I set timers for myself. A lot of times I'll just put on my playlist that I play, and I just write. So it's kind of like a sprint because I know when I start and I say, oh, I'm going to go up to a certain point, but it's not an official sprint with like the clock going, everything.
Yeah. Definitely. Like, I've been using the Freedom app, which like it blocks all of your social media and everything for you for that duration of time, so you can't use anything. And like, you can't use Pinterest, you can't, unless you specifically allow something, which for me, I use Pinterest for like mood boards and stuff, so I need you to see it. But other than that, like, so I use that when I'm sprinting. And the book that I've been reading, which is, it's 5,000 Words Per Hour by Chris Fox. I highly recommend it if anybody wants to read it. I do not write 5,000 words an hour. 10,000 words a day is my limit. I don't know how he manages that, but I certainly do not. But he has some really, really good stuff in there. And in the beginning of writing, and I'm sure you might notice since you're actually reading the first draft, but like the first like 8 or 10 scenes or so are a lot shorter than the rest of the book is. Partly, I think, because I was trying to get to know my characters, so I didn't really know how to write them yet because we were just getting to know each other. But I think also partly because in the beginning I was thinking less. Then as the story went on, I was thinking more and more. And then now that I'm on the second book, I find myself doing too much. I'm like, okay, Rachel, you got to stop. pausing and thinking about what this person's going to say or think or do and just write it, because you can always fix it later, you know? And like, for an example, just like 20 minutes ago, I was trying to finish up as much words as I could before this. And I was having a character reference the TV show, and I sat there trying to think about the TV show, which one I wanted to reference. I was like, Rachel, it does not matter. Just put in blank and then you can come back later to this. Like, it really doesn't matter right now. So, I mean, that's kind of the fun part of drafting too, is that you don't need to know all the details yet. You just kind of have fun, go with it, and then have somebody read it just for accountability and then come back later and polish things.
Yeah, because those things, you know, like the little snarky comments and the references, yeah, those things are frills versus your first mm-hmm. draft. You just want to know what happens in the story and you want to know where it's yeah. going. You don't really mm-hmm. need all the details necessarily. Yeah. Some writers, I think, do it that way, but I don't need that, because especially yeah. I'm not a plot person. Plot is not my main strength, so mm-hmm. if I waste time on the other stuff that I'm good at, I really, really don't devote enough time to the plot. So I just mm-hmm. like to go straight through and just see what happens yeah. with the plot, and I can go in and put in pretty descriptions later that won't yeah. be finished.
Yeah, that's a good point, not to like lean on the stuff you're good at in the first draft, because that's what I've noticed. Like the first couple of chapters of this second book, I was like, wow, this scene is like 4,000 words long, and usually mine are like 3,000, and I was like, why is this one so long? And I'm like, it's because I'm doing too many head dives and they're too long. And I'm like, and that's my like crutch, is I go into head dives. That's what I do. And I'm like, nope, Rachel, you can't do that. If this person really needs to have that many thoughts, you can add it in later, but right now just get the gist of it and then move on. Because yeah. right now I'm like looking at the beginning of the book and I'm like, I'm gonna have to cut so much stuff later, that's not fun. But so, yeah, you don't, that's a good point to not lean too much on your strengths in the first draft, because you can add those in easily when you go back to polish versus the stuff you're not good at trying to get that down initially.
Yeah. Yeah. And looking at word length is a really good tip to kind of check, because it's hard to tell whether you're really on mm-hmm. track with what you're trying to accomplish. But yeah. a lot of times I will set, so I think my chapters are 2,500 words, that's my goal for them, because I know I'm an mm-hmm. underwriter, and that's my goal, is I want to underwrite. I don't want to waste time with details that I know I will put back yeah. in later, because if I put them in now, I might end up yeah. having to cut them. And like Rachel said, it's harder to cut something mm-hmm. later. Mm-hmm. So I know if I have written 2,000 or close to 2,000 words, maybe just under 2,000 words, I know I'm yeah. you know, on the right track. And then some chapters, yeah. I really get going and mm-hmm. it ends up being longer. So then I'm thinking, did I write too much? Do I need to split this into other chapters, which messes up kind of my outline? Yeah. But I get a sense of completion, because I think that's the hardest part with writing a first draft, is you don't know what you need to say and what you don't. Mm-hmm. And so I try and think of my chapters as little episodes, and I say, okay, this needs to happen in this chapter. And if I can do that within the space of a certain amount of words, I know I have said the bare bones, you know, beginning to end of what I need to say, instead of just starting mm-hmm. at the beginning, filling it up with a bunch of descriptions. Mm-hmm. I reach my chapter goal word count, and I haven't mm-hmm. gotten to the end of the scenario that's supposed to take place. Then I know I've probably written too yeah. much in descriptions or gone off track mm-hmm. or something. So it's nice mm-hmm. having kind of a rough chapter outline and word count, so you know that you're staying on track with your story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Like, I think there's a because I can tell the difference between scenes that end up being twice as long as they were supposed to, and I know that they were long in the wrong way, like it was dragging, and I put too much thoughts and too much of this, too much of that, mostly because while I'm writing it, there's like this voice in the back of my head that goes, you should shut up now. And I just ignore it and keep writing anyway. Versus when you, sometimes you'll get a really long chapter because you get into the groove and it like mm-hmm. just starts flowing really well, and so the scene just ends up being longer than you thought it would. Like, there's a difference between the two. Most of the time it's the latter, or the former for me where I should shut up and I haven't shut up yet. But sometimes it is that just I happen to get in the groove. And so that scene happens to be longer than I thought it would be. And that's okay. But yeah, definitely with a first draft, knowing roughly what, because like this, the first book ended up being way shorter than I thought. Like I panicked. I was like, oh, it's going to be like a 60,000 word book. I can't publish a 60,000 word book. And like I started panicking for like 2 hours and I was like, Rachel, calm down. You're an overwriter. You're totally going to fill all that in with stuff. Like it's fine. It's okay if the story itself only goes that long and then all of the other stuff in between fills it in. So it's, yeah, a first draft can be kind of stressful, especially if you haven't done very many of them, which I haven't, but it's also really freeing and really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is what we have been doing. It's been kind of crazy, but also just exhilarating.
It is. It's been fun. And having somebody, because especially if you're going to publish anything, you're like so secretive about it, you know, like you're like, I don't want to share anything with the world until I know for sure what I'm doing. So to have someone that you can share about it with and like that can be excited about your characters or be like rooting for it, that's really fun.
It is. It is. Because there's some wisdom. You probably shouldn't share everything right away, but you still want to. So if you have that one friend or maybe you have a critique group or somebody to share it with, that's always fun. And then it's really fun to be the person on the other side of it. And, you know, you're looking at your friend's posts and they're talking about the secret project they're working on. And you're like, I know what it is. You know, that's really fun. So
subtle brag, give that like, to your friend.
Send your draft to your friend and let your friend experience that little in the know experience.
Yeah.
Be a good friend. You're being a good friend by sending your draft to your friend. You really are. I'm just saying.
Yes. Yes. And your friends are going to be so much nicer than you think they will. Like, nobody's going to look at your stuff and be like, oh, man, this is terrible. Like, they know what's a first draft. I'm assuming the friends you're going to send it to are writers also. So they're totally going to know what this is. They're not going to have high expectations. So, yeah, definitely. Send your first drafts to a friend and have fun with that first draft because it's not supposed to be perfect at all. Not even close.
That's the moral of the story today.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, do we have anything else to add?
No. You know, I think we should leave it short this week so that people can go write and send their chapters to their friends. You know, we're leaving you off a little early. And so hopefully you're not driving right now. Hopefully you can go write right away. Hopefully we inspired you and you can just sit down and write.
Also, tip, even if you are driving, open up your phone, click on your voice recorder, and just record whatever ideas you have, or even like what you want to type later, and just dictate it to yourself, and then you can write it down later. I do that all the time.
So true.
Yeah, hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in.
So you guys have no excuses.
So you have no excuses.
And tune in next week for another.
We are ending the podcast now. You have to go
right
now.
So that other people can find us.
You are ordered. Go do it. We will see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.